I don't always do a Thanksgiving message. I have nothing against Thanksgiving. I love it, personally, for various reasons. But this year, I am going to do that. I was just been thinking about the topic of not just this holiday that our nation celebrates, which, you know, you can go back to, I think, you know, in terms of an official proclamation. I know, I think George Washington made one, but then Abraham Lincoln, at the behest of, actually, there was a woman, I don't even remember her name, she had a petition together to get this to be an official holiday, and Abraham Lincoln, I think in October of 1863, had a proclamation made that the last Thursday in October, in November would be Day of Thanksgiving. And what's interesting is if you look up that proclamation in October of 1863, he mentions words like that we should go to the Lord, you know, I'm paraphrasing here, but go to the Lord and ask his forgiveness because of our perverseness as a nation. And I mean, so there's a whole attitude of just repentance in some of that. And certainly there's a theme of unity, right? Because you think of 1863, you think of the Civil War and all the carnage there and the disunity in the United States of America. And so then, so he just really, it's a really, it's a call to humility before God. I mean, there's just so many good things in that proclamation. And I know we kind of get focused in on food and thanking God for his provision in that way. And that's fine, but we need to remember, I think it's, you know, those themes that were in that original proclamation are good themes for us today, right, to think about. And so would you join me in prayer here as we before we get into the message here? And Lord, we come to you this morning, and certainly our country does need unity. You know, just having come through this election and so on, and so we, in the transfer of power, Lord, we just pray for a smooth transition there. We do pray for unity in our country. We pray for the divide that exists there, not only politically, but in all other kinds of ways. And Lord, without compromising our biblical values, Lord, help us to be uniters, Lord. Help us to be people who are loving others the way Christ would love, and in practical ways, in not in just words, but in deed. And so, Lord, we, as we come across this Thanksgiving this week on Thursday, Lord, help us to not only just have a day where we're giving thanks to you and recognizing your provision in all different kinds of ways, but just to be reminded of living lives that give thanks, a lifestyle of thanksgiving, Father. Help us to foster that, Lord. And so we also just pray that as we, as different people use this opportunity this week to gather as families, at times that Lord, you would bring about a unity there, and help us who are Christians in those families to that they would sense the aroma of Christ in us as we interact, Lord, and help us just to be good ambassadors in our gatherings. Lord, help us to open up our homes, which I know some do, to those that don't have family nearby. And so, Lord, we just pray also for those in our midst who are really hurting, who are physically battling diseases and ailing bodies. We pray for your you give them your endurance and perseverance and your healing power. And Lord, thank you for the opportunity we have today to gather together and to minister to one another before, during, and after this service today. Lord, help us not to miss the opportunities we have here today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So there are a couple passages that I'm going to look at today with you. By the way, if you take notes, which I always encourage people to do, there are some notes back there if you're in person, up underneath the bulletin board, but they're also online. If you use the YouVersion app, you can get there, or if you go to our website, if you're not sure about YouVersion and all that, you can go to our website and click on the the button there that says message notes, sermon notes, and it'll take you to that. All right, so if you're able, would you stand with me for the reading of the Word of God? And today, I just feel like mixing things up. We haven't read the Word all together for a while. It's been me saying it. How about let's say it all together? We'll read these passages together. So the first passage is Colossians 3, 16 and 17, and then following that will be Psalm 100. So let's read this together. Ready? Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God.